Well, on this weekend's Motherload Views, we are talking about cleaning up in Tuolumne County and efforts underway to remove trash in various different areas. We've been joined on the program by the two founders of the organization, One Pile at a Time, Jason and Tricia Revord. I'll go back over to you, Jason. You know, what are some of the upcoming projects on the horizon?
So our upcoming project is going to be March 5th and March 6th, the 12th, the 13th, the 26th, and 27th. We'll be starting at 8 o'clock. We'll be meeting down over at Central Heating and Air. We're going to be cleaning up the east side of Stockton Road. Obviously, it all depends. I don't remove any encampments. We've got live encampments over there. We've been over there talking with them. We're going to be cleaning up that area. Now, with that said, the yardage could change. We're not going to remove anybody. But as it looks right now, if everybody was to leave, we would have about 600 yards of trash that we'd be hauling out of there. We're going to have some equipment over there, skid steers, some quads, trailers. Going to be reaching out to waste management, seeing about getting some dumpsters. We're going to need probably about 100 to 150 volunteers. We're going to do this over 6 days. And it's a real beautiful place over there. It's got the creek down below. Like I said, I'm pretty partial to Woods Creek, so we're gonna be doing that.
We'll be starting at 8 a.m.
Yeah, starting at 8 a.m. And we'll be doing some lunches over at Nancy's Hope. She's got a phenomenal organization over there, and we've reached out and trying to partner up with her to help do some trash service for what she gets from the local encampments that people bring by. Like I said, be doing the lunches. You can do a barbecue over there as well on the second weekend. And then...
So for people who want to volunteer, do you want them just to show up or should they reach out ahead of time? What's the best thing to do?
You can show up. You can reach out. Let us know you're coming.
It'd be great if you could reach out so we can get a head count. You can respond to us through our website, which is onepileatatime.org. And email us through that. You can reach us through Facebook on Messenger. There's multiple ways. There's a phone number to call.
You can email us at onepileatatime@gmail.com.
The more that we have a better head count so that we get our donuts in the morning. Mm-hmm. We do sometimes coffee. We do lunches. So if we have a head count, that helps tremendously.
As you mentioned, that's a pretty major project. Again, the location and the times, what were they again?
So March 5th, March 6th, March 12th and 13th, March 26th and 27th, 8 a.m. We're going to be meeting over at Central Sheet Metal. It's the heating and air right down there. Jeff Sargo, thank you for letting us use that part of the parking lot. We appreciate that. We'll also be doing some parking over at Nancy's Hope. Any questions, you can also reach me at 209-770-6030. I'll be glad to answer any questions I can. We're just hoping for a real good community
turnout.
It's going to be a fun time. We always have fun, a lot of good laughs, and meet a lot of new people.
And Tricia, as we mentioned, you are a nonprofit and the work that you do isn't free. And I understand there's going to be a fundraiser coming up, correct?
Yes, we do have a fundraiser coming up. It's going to be held at Applebee's and it's going to be Saturday, February 26th from 8:30 to 10:30. All the proceeds are going to help offset the cost of dumps, lunches, donuts, coffees. But it's $12 a person. Tickets are available through our website. You can email us and we will get them to you. We do have a will call. Walk-ins are welcome. And you can pay through our website, which is onepileatatime.org, or you can reach out through 209-432-9055, and we can get your name on the list. And that is Saturday the 26th at Applebee's from 8:30 to 10:30. And we'd love to see everybody out there.
Well, it's been very educational to hear what you're doing in the community and the stories of the different things that you've witnessed and the work that you're doing out there. Tricia, any closing comments you'd like to make today?
I just would like to thank our community. Without you guys, we couldn't be where we're at today. And without our volunteers, we definitely would not be able to remove all this trash without your guys' help. You are all amazing.
And Jason, any closing comments you'd like to make?
I'd like to just thank everybody. Do you know, it's been very humbling. I'm a pretty quiet guy, so I really don't go and reach out and go to big functions or anything. But the community's really came out to support my vision that I have, and it's been a very humbling experience so far. And we plan to go bigger. We're gonna go big.
Exciting to hear, yeah. Well, thank you for the work that you're doing in the community.
Thank you very much,
sir.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
We'll have to end on that note. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We've been talking with Jason and Tricia Revoir. They are the founders of the organization One Pile at a Time. And that's going to put a close on this weekend's Motherload Views. We'll see you next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.